Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for, March the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2020, hour 2 of 2, promoting God, family, and country, protecting life, liberty, and property. That's what we do on your radio. Kurt's with me. Welcome, sir. All right, Kurt's sleeping on the job. Welcome, Sheriff.
I'm here, Sam.
All right. Both of you guys are sleeping on the job. Come on now.
Well, no.
There you go.
Good morning to everybody. Thank you.
All right. A little less noshing on the bagels, a little more talking on the radio. There you go.
There you go.
All right. Kurt's still missing an action. Oh, you there, Kurt? Welcome, buddy.
Well, I was listening to the bagel thing. I thought, that's kind of a fun idea,
Listening to what?
But, you mentioned bagel thing, and I thought, I don't need to comment about that. I'll just kind of think about it. But, my wife was asking me what I should do about what honey needs to be poured. I got a big event.
And you should say, I can work on that, man, on the next break. I'll be available at 17 after the hour and 30 after the hour and 44 after the hour.
And that's what you tell your wife whenever she asks you a question, because you know who's in charge.
And the other thing I tell my wife is that what she can do is she can come up to me and then she can let me know she wants to talk to me. And then what I can do is mute myself and talk to her when Richard Mack's talking. That's what I usually do. So my family has learned all I got to do is mute myself and then I can talk to them.
It sure is nice to, at least know how to do things right.
That's right.
That's what I like.
It's always good that we can learn from each other. I'm into that. All right, by the way, there's serious vote fraud in, quote, key battleground state. Kurt wants to know if this could throw the 2020 elections into chaos, right, Kurt?
Well, that's the headline, and I just think it's interesting.
Are you wanting
Sam,
to know, Kurt?
Of course, what I think is funny is somebody even suggests there's any vote fraud. I mean, don't you know we're America? There's none of that vote fraud going on here.
Well, Donald thought there was vote fraud, and then he shut down the vote fraud organization that he put up, so he must think that it's over and it's not a problem anymore.
He sure had a lot of pushback on that, didn't he?
On creating it? Yeah.
Well, on basically even doing anything about it, it was just one state after another was just going after him on that. They don't you're a perfect commercial on that. President Obama said, hey, we kind of like to, take care of our, numbers here in Chicago. And I think that works around the country, when you have the Republicans in charge, they kind of like to do their thing like they did with Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. And when you have the Democrats in charge, they've got their states, but serious vote fraud, that's what the headline reads, uncovered in key battleground state. Now you ask, which one? Well, we're talking about Ohio. Secretary of State there in Ohio said hundreds of illegally registered non-citizen voters were discovered. And by the way, they say since 1964, no one has won the presidency without winning Ohio. So the Secretary of State said in a letter to the Attorney General, his review found that 77 of those ineligible non-citizens cast ballots in the 2018 elections.
Napolitano thinks if Biden gets Kasich, if you can't win Ohio, you can't win. And so they believe that if they get Kasich aboard, that would stop that. So Kasich's not necessarily the perfect candidate to pick, but if he could win Ohio for Biden, that would, make it a win for the Biden. Interesting twist on the point. But again, that plus fraud in the state, Kurt?
Well, and every time you look at these stories, they'll come up with something like in this one, 77 guys. And so that's intended to tell you, hey, there's nothing really to worry about. It's only 77 guys. But in my opinion, if you really dug into it, imagine if you, Sam, or Sheriff Mack were really going at it and looking at the numbers. It's kind of like, you see this big old books that I sell called The Law That Never Was, where this guy basically went around America, after they basically amended the Constitution with the 16th Amendment, and he documents all around the country all of these states who didn't do it properly, and so that's why he said it's a law that never was. And
well, the
how
states
many,
that committed fraud, you know, what's wrong with that?
I know.
You know, frauds, frauds the way they do things these days, buddy. If it's not done by fraud, it's not done at all these days, Sheriff.
Well, true, and why do you think they need all these illegal aliens here? Come on. You're going to just have these illegal aliens taking jobs and doing all the other things they do here?
Hey, you just gave me a brilliant idea. Joe Biden could have an illegal alien be his running mate.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that'd show how open he was. By the way, they say that nearly 2 million voters remained on the rolls after their passing. That's according to a 2012 Pew study. You know, that stinks to high heaven, huh?
Haven't you heard that song crop me up beside the jukebox? When I die, I want to go to heaven, but I just don't want to go right now, Kurt.
And I guess they say, yeah, well, that's right. There in Chicago, vote early and vote often. But anyway, WorldNet Daily assembled a list of vote fraud reports following the 2012 election, including one, they say, in which 108% of registered voters voted for Obama. So, you know, you get a pretty high turnout when you get 108%. Yeah.
Well, hey, maybe I could vote in Chicago and vote in Ohio. And, you know, I mean, I'd like to vote in a few of those places, too. I could just look, if illegal aliens can vote, can't I just vote in a state I don't belong to? Can't I just have illegal alien status or foreign state status? Or, you know, how they have foreign corporations?
Well, you can identify as a Florida voter, Sam. I mean, you know, you can identify as all these different things, a horse, a cow, or whatever.
I can identify as a Biden-backing voter. Absentee voter, I'd certainly be absentee, buddy, and I could just do it. By the way, Sheriff, the Bible says that there will be pestilences in the last days. You want to respond to that?
Pestilence? You mean like Bill and Hillary?
No, sir. Like the coronavirus, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. And earthquakes and all that, and tornadoes, and
yeah,
and politically speaking, I think we're already having so much more than the Bible ever predicted. So much worse, and I really don't see how people are not seeing this, and that we all fall for it. And it really, Larry's astute observation. Never let a good crisis go to waste, and I think that's really where we're at. I'm sorry. It might all be on the up and up, but I don't trust it, and I really do want to know where this disease originated, and I believe that is essential to waken people up. Where did this?
I don't understand why you don't believe me when I tell you where it came from, buddy.
Oh, I do, but I want them to say it. I want them to say...
Buddy, they ain't going to do that. That's like Donald Trump telling you the Federal Reserve is fraud.
Yeah, I'll tell him it is.
Yeah, but he hasn't got the guts to do it. He won't go that far. He'll say the Federal Reserve's bad when they, you know, hike the interest rate. When they drop it, they're like, good, you know.
Well, just do a simple thing that Ron Paul said all the time. Just audit the Fed. Make it look like we really do own the Fed instead of they own us.
Kurt, you want to respond to this?
Wow. Imagine suggesting an audit of that. The thing that's never been audited for over 100-something years. And, you know, I mean, in the days of the reality TV, and the Preston knows a lot about that, you know, you could certainly just, you know, take the cameras on in there to Fort Knox and see what gold we've got. And, you know, and then go in there to the mint where we're making those nice silver eagles and, you know, those other gold coins and let people know, man, apparently we've missed this whole Make America Great Again thing a little bit. Here's a few more items on the agenda, you know.
Now, you got to wonder, where is the coronavirus coming from? China says that the United States created it, Sheriff.
Well, yeah, just like Larry said, that'll teach them to steal our stuff. It very may well have been created in one of our labs. But I want to know where it was created, who created it, why they created it, what was the purpose of it. But tell me, where did it come from? Where did it, is it just a paternal twin of the flu? How did that start? I mean, nobody has addressed that. Where did it start? Tell me where it started. And then tell me, if it started here, how did China get it? And why did it seem like it started in China? China's afraid to admit that they actually stole it from us and created it and got going. So very closed mouths from these governments. I want to know. Tell me where it started.
You know the answer, Kurt?
You know, I don't even know how they even figure out how to start or figure out where these things come from, because it's kind of like the guys who say they can tell you what the quarterback's thinking from the, up in the broadcast booth. Man, how do you track where a virus comes from? You know what I'm saying?
Quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. The good sheriff wants to know. Inquiring minds, huh?
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
All right, well, we try to figure out who created the coronavirus. I submit it was created in the United States as a, quote, bioweapon, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't know if the Chinese stole it or if we released it, but it's interesting that it happens right now during the election cycle, as Larry Pratt pointed out. Furthermore, it's interesting as Hillary makes some interesting statements. Two headlines from Hillary that Kurt got. First one, Hillary Clinton: I begrudgingly give Breitbart News a lot of credit for leading the narrative. What's she talking about, Kurt?
Well, you're not going to see this hardly anywhere except for from a place like Breitbart. Simply, I think she's pointing out the fact that the I guess you could call it the alternative media, or, you know, the new media, as you say, is taking center stage. And she's, I guess, recognizing that. And, you know, that's what I see from that. What do you think?
Sheriff?
Well, anytime Hillary says anything, it's major news, and you can be sure of one thing. She's got a plan behind it, she's got a lie behind it, and she's got a self-promotion behind it.
All I
well,
know...
you know, occasionally you will, you can find a good biscuit in a garbage can. You know, Hillary's... you know, occasionally you'll find something useful there. But in my opinion, she's pointing out that, you know, Breitbart News and she didn't mention others, but they at least give some other sides from the whole CNN, or we used to call it the Clinton News Network. You know, and so I think that's, I guess you could say, a little star on your forehead, Sam.
Yes. Hillary also blasts Melania, says she should look closer to home.
Well, what she's talking about is Mrs. Trump, or, you know, was basically telling everybody to be best. You know, she's got her campaign and, you know, and that kind of stuff. And so Hillary's trying to tell her to, you know, get the president to straighten up. And I'm kind of thinking, man, that's the pot calling the kettle black, you know, with Hillary and Bill Clinton, you know. But anyway, you know, the Washington Examiner had the piece, and, you know, it's about Mrs. Trump's cyberbullying initiative. And so Hillary was telling her, you know, you ought to get the president to quit bullying people. And I just think, man, it's... that's so different when you see 90%+ of the standard media reports, standard media stories that are against the president, and yet, you know, it's just how it goes in there.
Well, what I don't understand is how you attack Melania, Sheriff. You know, a lot of times we leave the spouses and family members out of the political fray, especially if they're not really in it. Or if they're innocent or whatever, there's kind of a fine line. If they jump in, fine. But if they, you know, stay out of it. And Melania, besides, you know, doing first lady duties and promoting her, quote, be best, which is an anti-bullying campaign, she's sure taking a lot of flack, man.
Yeah, and maybe it's her good looks or her professional calm. She's quite the lady to me. And what she has ever done to create any ire from the press, or from any group for that matter, even the Democrats, who go after anybody and everybody who is in their way, and they don't mind stepping or on anybody or even killing them, they don't care. But she's such an innocent bystander on most of this. And she takes a good picture. She's loyal to her husband. And she's pretty, and she has a beautiful voice and a beautiful accent, and I don't see where anybody can get mad at her for anything. And when you first said that they were attacking her, that's the first thing I thought of. Why would you attack her on anything? I don't get that at all.
Well, compare the two first ladies, Hillary yeah. Clinton and Mrs. Trump. I mean... it's just like, whoa. Well,
Hillary's rightfully jealous of her, no question about that. But
go ahead, Sheriff.
Well, yeah, Hillary is totally jealous of her, and it's just kind of like Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, how she really went after her, and now Gabbard is suing Hillary for $50 million for slander and libel, and it was really ridiculous. Like I said, if Hillary is Biden's running mate, then she could draw a lot of attention away from his stupid gaffes, because she'll be making plenty of her own. And so I think that's a pair made in heaven, especially for Democrats. But, man, I just look forward to the most entertaining campaign possible, because that's really what it boils down to, because really nothing else gets too much accomplished. So I look forward to the entertainment, and hopefully Trump will get back in there and he can finish up some of these things and get more people pardoned that should be. And now
let's talk about that, because Kim went to the White House again recently with several of her buddies. So everybody can get to the White House but us, Sheriff.
Well, I haven't asked to go to the White House yet, but I'm going to. And some of these sheriffs in Virginia, I think, can help us.
What do you think, Kurt?
Well, hey, you know, as the scriptures say, ask and it shall be given, and all that kind of stuff. Let's move forward with it, Sheriff. Sam and I'll back you up the best we can.
Well, I don't know what can be done. I mean, Kim manages to go to the White House over and over and over, and she brings all kinds of convicted felons with her. And most of these people aren't even debating if they committed the crime. They're just simply saying, hey, you know what? The sentences are too harsh. Let us out, let us out, let us out. Donald takes one look at sexy Kim and says, yes, indeed, I want to let him out there. Other than that, what is she? She's a rich woman that made her living on very strange things that she got rich in the first place. And now she has special access to the Donald, and the good sheriff who beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court doesn't. What's going on in America, sir?
Well, maybe we can make a sex tape and they'll invite us.
Well, the thing you got to remember, though, now she's being a lot more of a Christian woman, and her husband, has donned the Make America Great Again hat.
But if they get divorced, then that'll stop.
You think that'll happen? I just was hoping for those two to hang together and do that whole family with the, what is it? They've got North and West and...
You got to have south and east and up and down and left and right.
I mean, it's a kind of cool. I mean, what do they move to Montana?
No, Wyoming.
And Wyoming. Okay, sorry.
Yes, sir.
There's just some amazing. I mean, if you said that this rock star would do that, you know, years ago, I would have said, "Come on, you're up in the night." Can't even remember his name right now, but Kim's husband, what's his name?
Kanye West, buddy.
Kanye West, you know, and
closed on Sunday,
bro. She seems to be doing, you know, better, if you ask me. I mean, you could bring up the President Trump's wife's former life as well, but you know, I'm looking at him thinking, you know, it's amazing to see some moves in the right direction from these.
Well,
people,
I applaud that too, but I'm just going by the percentages and how many times she and her family have been divorced, and celebrities get divorced, and their little routines last, you know, two or three years, and then they go on to something else, and anything that makes them money, you know. So, do I trust them? No. Do I hope for the best for them? Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
without question, and I don't mean to down Kim. My goal isn't to attack Kim, and I agree with Kurt that, you know what, there's a lot of real progress made in their lives, and I think it's a wonderful thing, and I hope they don't get divorced. I hope they stay together, and I hope they raise their family in a Christian way and everything else. There's no doubt about all that. I'm just saying, how does Kim get this special privilege to the Donald? Is it her fame?
Well,
is it because she's a female? Is it because she's rich?
Block.
What drives that, Sheriff? Do you know?
No, I think the celebrity status does. I mean, he's had Ted Nugent in. He's had several other celebrities in.
Why not have the guy that beat Bill Clinton to the Supreme Court in there, man?
Yeah, he probably doesn't even know that happened. Most Americans don't.
Of course not. You got to have the mainstream press catch you up on that, people.
Yeah.
All right. Kurt, Sam, and the good sheriff talking about all things related to liberty. Man, there's a lot to discuss. We'll bring it to your attention in seconds. Chick-fil-A closed on Sunday, says Kanye West. You want my Chick-fil-A? Great song. By the way, coming back, talking about Chick-fil-A. What do we got, a daughter? Is it a daughter or a granddaughter? Speaking out on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal officials say over 1,000 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in the United States. The number of cases in New York State alone is at 176. Officials effective today taking some major steps to try to slow the spread, especially just north of New York City. Governor Andrew Cuomo says schools, temples, and other buildings with large gatherings are closing in a section of New Rochelle for the next 2 weeks. That starts tomorrow. Joe Biden celebrating 4 primary victories yesterday over Bernie Sanders, telling supporters in Philadelphia last night,
"This campaign is taking off, and I believe we're going to do well from this point on. Take nothing for granted. Want to earn every single vote in every single state."
Sanders told reporters last night he's not out of it, and he's looking forward to debating Joe Biden on a Phoenix, Arizona stage on Sunday evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they could help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At a time when the economy is under pressure because of the coronavirus outbreak, every economic report is being closely watched. One just out about the inflation rate for February, it was unchanged from January and unchanged from February of last year. The overall inflation rate rising 0.1% last month, that was the same as in January. The 12-month rate of inflation, 2.3%, which is exactly what it was in February of 2019. As Joe Biden celebrates yesterday's primary victories, video of a confrontation between himself and a man believed to be a worker at a Fiat Chrysler plant in Detroit over guns has gone viral.
"I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds. I did not say that."
Jerry Wayne says he thought Biden's reaction to being questioned about his gun control policies was unfortunate.
"I thought I was pretty articulate and respectful, and he kind of just went off the deep end."
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
All right, so the daughter of Chick-fil-A founder speaking out, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And, you know, you're not going to see much about this story because it's got the daughter and her mom. And they're basically talking, you know, giving some inside information. And it's not, you know, anything you wouldn't want to hear. And that's why the media, it's not, you know, terrible stuff or anything like that, like the daughter's mother or Mr. Kathy's wife says she had 4 simple words that she lived by. You can with God. I guess the daughter called her mom the chief supporting officer. That's the CSO. She said that for championing her husband, family, and the company so faithfully. And I guess the mom told her, days are long, but life is short. How important that we make the most of the opportunities we've been given in life. Just some good insight and good details, that kind of thing there from the Chick-fil-A folks.
What do you say to that, Sheriff?
No kidding. And we all need to take a stronger look at that. So, can I deviate one little bit?
Sure.
Yeah, I've noticed that the mainstream media and a lot of others are pretty much writing Sanders off. And maybe one of you mathematicians or mathematicians listening can give us the percentage on this. Out of over 1,500 delegate votes so far, Biden has 846 and Sanders has 684. Out of 1,500, that looks like a pretty good rate.
Hold on. I just need to stop you for a minute. Wait a minute. You're trying to apply logic and math to an emotional, pre-gone, media-driven conclusion, sir. Okay. Mathematically, you're correct. It's not a done deal, not even close. But yet, if they manipulate it into being, it will be, because it'll be a self-fulfilling prophecy, and emotionally, they'll win the game.
Well, yeah, because they're telling it. They're telling everybody it's over. Biden has got it. And
yeah, and to say that prematurely without votes is called vote fraud, sir. Especially
right.
If you have a media position where, you know what, you're trusted with the who, what, when, where, why narrative, and you use that to pitch that, quote, unidentified lie or a non-factual lie. Donald's been calling that fake news for quite some time, but it's flat-out amounting to vote fraud. You're correct as could be.
The point that you're actually making is this. The news polls and the news agencies cannot report the polls, the exit polls, until after everybody has voted, because otherwise it's manipulating the vote. So then, afterwards, they still do it. As soon as the reports are in, then they still manipulate the vote for the next time. And they've been doing this for Biden ever since day one, except they did report after two races. After two races, they're basically writing off Biden. And in places where
he's... You mean Bernie.
Yeah, and Bernie was the king at first, and now they've changed the king. And it's like gasoline went down, okay? Gasoline went down $10 a barrel overnight, and they're going, oh... gasoline will get to $20 a barrel, which of course would bankrupt a lot of American oil companies. And so, of course, OPEC is making the play to get back in the game to where they control worldwide oil, and they can afford to do it. But American companies, where they actually pay their people a decent wage, they cannot. And so here our supposed friends in the Middle East are manipulating this. But the thing of it is, it doesn't take any intelligence for somebody to look at a $10 drop and then go, oh yeah, it could get to $20. The same thing with the king. That first they anointed Sanders, then now they've anointed Biden. They anointed Hillary 4 years ago, and it's really, really difficult, as Trump has alluded to run against a candidate and the entire Democrat Party and the media. And that's really what we have here. And if it's against the rules and law for them to report to voters before the election is finished that day, then why isn't it just as equally against the law when they do it afterwards? And that's what I don't get.
Well, gas, just so you know, average gallon of gas in America right now is $2.66.
Well, and let me tell you something else. The cheapest place I've seen in Arizona... going to my father-in-law's funeral, we saw it. It was $2.29 in a little Globe, Arizona, $2.35 in Safford, Arizona. Yet in Phoenix, where you would think that gas would be less because it's getting to those rural areas, it takes more time and money to get it over there, it's 30, 40, 50 cents cheaper. And so the manipulation on that, I'm not buying either.
What's the cheapest you've seen gas for, Kurt?
You know, lately at least, in the 230 range, like the sheriff mentioned, and you mentioned that it was cheaper in Phoenix, but what you meant was more expensive in the
municipal
areas. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, I can't really figure out how they do all that stuff, but I can tell you this, that it sure is nice to see some competition in the whole world of the oil world. Imagine if we were still held over a barrel, pun intended, by the Middle East. It's so nice to see our own workers. Well, I know, but what I'm talking about is when you see our own people in America, we're actually, you know, getting oil out of the ground and like North Dakota, South Dakota, and then you got Texas, and, you know, people going to work instead of waiting for a government check, you know. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's...
Hey, did you hear the chief of the New York Port Authority has the coronavirus now?
No.
His name is Rick Cotton. He's got to be quarantined at home there, buddy.
Well, if I heard that a lot of politicians, or there's a few, not a lot, politicians in Washington, D.C. are self-quarantined.
Yeah, Ted Cruz is one of them.
Yeah, I wish they would all go home. Save our country. Send Congress home.
By the way, in Italy,
Pelosi says
about,
she's not going home, though, because if she does, you know,
too important,
I mean,
to
the, yeah, the American people need her. And,
amen to that.
You know.
Absolutely. Now, as far as I understand, Italy might be suspending mortgage payments. What do you think about that in America? Just suspend mortgage payments, Sheriff.
Well, make it rent payments, too, then.
No, just mortgage payments, buddy.
Well, then I better hurry up and go buy a home.
Yes, you should, sir.
Yeah.
Now, Bernie Sanders says it's beyond disgusting to see Nazi flag at rally, Kurt.
Well, I thought this was interesting, Sam, because I, you know, personally, I have, you know, these different, when I'm out selling my honey, I won't be doing this week because I'm at a little kind of controlled area, boutique, you know, where they tell you certain things are only things on the table. But typically I put up the U.S. flags, and I got only about 20 of those around me and stuff like that. And then I have a nice one that's got Trump, and it said, "Make America Great Again," you know. So on this Bernie and Nazi flag thing, I had a guy come by the other day when I was shutting down a little early, and so I had the flags down, and he comes by and he goes, "Oh, so you decided not to fly your Nazi flag?"
Okay, hold on a minute. So I want to understand this. You're telling me about two things. You're telling me about Bernie Sanders, but then you're telling about a real experience you had, right?
That's right.
All right, so help me understand the difference here.
Well, you know, it just made me think about how...
All right, so headline for Bernie Sanders says, "Beyond disgusting to see Nazi flag at rally." That's a headline
about
Bernie, right?
Well, I guess somebody tried to fly a Nazi flag at one of his rallies, you know what I mean? Just an interrupter or whatever. I never could see the picture of it, so I don't know for sure if he's saying it's a Nazi flag, or is he saying it was a Trump flag that somebody put up and he called it a Nazi flag?
Doesn't know is because a separate headline is Kurt's experience that while he was rolling up his Make America Great Again Trump flag, then a guy walked by to Kurt and said, "Hey, man, you're not putting out your Nazi flag," or whatever. And so now Kurt's saying, "Hey, at these Bernie rallies, is it really the Nazi flag we're talking about, or what's really going on?" Right?
Yeah, that's right. I just wasn't sure what
you want to answer, Sheriff?
You know.
Well,
I've got an answer in a second, but go ahead.
I think it's, well, he's Jewish. You would think that a Nazi flag would really offend him.
Trigger.
But then why is he so pro gun control? Why does he go for Hitleric propaganda?
Well, here's my response. It doesn't matter, you white bigot. Right? Doesn't matter if it's a Nazi flag or Donald Trump. It's all the same, you white bigot. Just get out of here and go home. In fact,
right.
I hope you get the coronavirus and die, they'll say.
Yeah, we hate all old white men.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything like this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm making their point, though. They literally are hoping white men get coronavirus and die.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified? Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Co-Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
All right. So two headlines here that directly relate. First one, Bernie Sanders, quote, beyond disgusting to see Nazi flag at rally. That's a headline. Kirk Crosby writes his own personal experience headline that says this. I rewrote it for him. You know what I'm talking about, folks? Kurt rolls up his Trump Made America Great Again flag, and a bystander commented something like, so you decided not to fly your Nazi flag? And so Kurt's kind of wondering, you know, what's the real deal here about these Nazi flags? And the answer is, it doesn't matter, you white bigot. Get out of here. Go home. We'll assault you. We'll abuse you. We hope you get the coronavirus and die. Okay? And violence being thrown everywhere by these ne'er-do-wells, whether they be Bernie Sanders communist supporters, whether they be Antifa, whether they be Black Lives Matter, whether they be, Nancy Pelosi or Maxine Waters backers, they're all starting to corral this violent, hostile, hate-filled agenda, Sheriff, and it doesn't matter. You're the enemy. Am I taking this too far?
No, I don't think that goes too far, because that's exactly what they've been teaching us about the Founding Fathers, a bunch of old white bigots, and that brainwashing has permeated our schools across the country, certainly has had an effect on some of my students. And, some of them just flat out say that they were all racist and slave owners and bigots. And then they say the same thing about Trump because, you know, somebody in the media said it once. And so that's kind of the wow factor on propaganda schemes. And I talk a lot, in fact, about probably every day about the brainwashing that goes on. And even one of my test questions was, name one thing in America that you have been brainwashed about. And there was no right or wrong answer on that one. It had to be something that they have found out since class that they've been brainwashed about. The most frequent answer was that gun control makes us safer. And the other one was that we are a democracy. And so they're starting to catch on, and they're starting to see some of this. But you can't stop brainwashing until you realize that you've been brainwashed. And I think that's happening so much. And I think that's really what you're talking about.
Yeah, Kurt, and that's what I'm kind of saying. I'm not trying to be flippant. I reject this violence completely. But I'm saying they have really literally taken this narrative. When one of the leaders of the Senate, so he's the minority leader of the Senate, Chuck Schumer, literally stands out there with a bunch of protesters and literally makes threats at Supreme Court justices. And then he goes, hey, I didn't mean any harm. We just kind of talk kind of crazy out here in New York. Don't worry about a thing there. I didn't mean any harm to anybody.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Okay, I'm from Brooklyn. It's all right. And Ocasio Cortez with her hostile language and Maxine Waters with her belligerent Black Lives Matter language out in front of crowds, and they're literally attacking people. And, okay, you got to make a guy wearing a Make America Great Again hat, Kurt, story to tell us, right?
Well, yeah, Sam. And, it seems like there's so many of these kind of things. You just kind of wonder, where is it going to stop? I mean, you remember the Republican softball game, and the guy shows up, starts shooting. And if if you're one of these people, I mean, I think they're out there that basically are told, let's say you're Nancy Pelosi and you're telling somebody, hey, man, Donald Trump's the worst thing ever. I mean, he's an enemy of our society and stuff like that. And if you're a believer of Nancy Pelosi, you may take it upon yourself to do all you can to save America, you know, as the way you see it. And I mean, whether you're wearing a Make America Great Again cap, that some people, I'll have them show up and they'll be like trying to buy honey, and then they're like, I want one of those hats too. I got a friend who wants a couple of hats, you know, and you just think, wow, we're there in America where you got to do that, you know. It's just amazing.
I'd rather have the honey.
Watch it. Well, I mean, you get both, you know, but people have to try to sneak them out, you know. Like,
I already
I got
gave
a
away
friend
those
who
Trump
needs
hats that I bought from you that day.
There you go.
Now,
students love them.
I really believe these people, though, are completely unhinged. And I think we have a problem, Sheriff, when nothing is done to rein this in or stop it. I think it's only going to get worse.
Well, I think that the Democrat Party, who is so staunch on gun control, I totally agree with them. I think every Democrat should be disarmed because they're so prone to violence and they're so hateful. And so, yeah, a gun should not be in the hands of people who hate so much and so fervently and who profess and promote violence. So, yeah, I believe that Democrats should all turn in their guns. On the other hand, I believe that those of us who think logically and are prepared mentally to defend ourselves and our neighbors and our families should continue to be armed. And keep all the AR-14s that you possibly can. And use them wisely.
All right, Donald Trump responds to the Chuck Schumer event, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and, you know, this is the headline from WorldNet Daily. Trouble ahead. Trump responds to Schumer's threat to Supreme Justices far beyond simple rhetoric. That is a physical threat. And, you know, like so many times, what the president's supporters like to see is that, he calls a spade. And, you know, that's what he's done here. And if I'm seeing, you know, a problem, you know.
Uh-oh. All right, we'll try to get Kurt back there.
I'm on. I'm still on.
So, do you want to respond though? Trump called it right, but nothing's being done, Sheriff.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, Ronald Reagan was really good at making people feel good that he could analyze a problem and give a good solution.
But, can you hear me now?
Yep. Don't keep going,
anything.
Sheriff.
Yeah, you're back on. But still, don't do anything about the problem. And you know, like. Government isn't the solution to the problem. Government is the problem. Well, what did he do to get government off the backs of the American people? What did he do to stop the IRS? What did he do to lessen the size of government? Zero, zero, and zero. And so I want to make sure that when Trump is talking about these things, that they're not just sound bites, but that he actually does things about it. And I'm still amazed that anybody in his administration, and there's been a couple that we've actually contacted about Sam Girard, and he has done nothing about it, and they've done nothing about it. In fact, one in his cabinet, was it Steve Moore? Stephen Moore, he's an economic advisor.
Yes.
When he was out here with Sheriff Clark. He gave me his card and said, make sure you call me. I want to follow up on that. And then he never would return my emails or my calls. And so he looks like a liar, and he's one of Trump's top advisors. And so it just is astonishing to me how the Rand Pauls and the Ron Pauls and people on the president's cabinet can ignore the plight of such innocent people. And then yet, on the other hand, talk about how they're trying to promote liberty in our country.
Well, and I look at it, and Donald Trump says, Hey, you know what? Responding to Schumer's threat to the Supreme Court justices, this is far beyond simple rhetoric. That is a threat. Now, if Donald's telling the truth, which I believe that he is, I believe he's right about this.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to Chuck Schumer? Right now, not a single thing is even underway that I can tell.
Well, they're talking about censoring him, but that's just talk, and it's not going to happen.
And even so, what's censoring? Bad boy.
It does
nothing. Stop that. Don't do that anymore.
Nothing.
But are you allowed to threaten? I mean, look, anybody else who threatens, the FBI rolls to your house, buddy.
Right.
Okay, there's limits to free speech, in my opinion, and this is one of them. You can't cross the line and threaten people like that. Who does this guy think he is, Sheriff?
But Roger Stone gets 6 years, 8, 10 years in prison. Yeah.
Well, your point is great about Roger Stone and, you know, the basically the different levels of, you know, justice, or you've got to put that in quotes, you know, so-called justice. And then you got Hillary and crew running around free and, you know, and yet Roger Stone, you know, and so many others, Steve Stockman, to name one, you know, basically behind bars. You know, there's certainly a lot that ought to be fixed there. Huh?
Where do we go from here, Sheriff? If we can't get our innocent people out of prison, but yet Chuck can run around and literally threaten people with zero consequences, what's going to happen when the Antifa and the left and the Black Lives Matter and the radical communists and et cetera, what's going to happen when Donald wins the election? These people are going to literally create mayhem in the streets.
Well, I've been afraid of that, too, I think that's an easy prediction. But it's really sad that it's come to this. And the Democrats are such liars and hypocrites about every bit of this because they're supposed to be the tolerant ones and the peaceful ones and the helpers and the accepting, and nothing could be further from the truth. As long as you agree with them and you're on their side, then they'll be nice to you. But if you're not, they'll come after you, and they will promote violence, and they'll commit acts of violence. And I'm astonished by it all. I'm afraid of it also. And it just makes you want to maybe move to Canada. You know, I just don't get what's going on in our politics. And it goes back to George Washington, who said that the two-party system will destroy our country. I believe that the Republican Party is almost as a part of that as the Democrats. But the Democrats are winning because no matter what they do, the Republicans chase after them. And the Republicans are losing. Democrats are winning in that regard. And we're all losing because nobody ever does anything about it, and especially the crimes committed by our top politicians, just as Chuck Schumer did. And it goes back to Thomas Paine, why we, when it comes to the final analysis, when we really reason to it, why do we pardon on the one hand and punish on the other? And that's the epitome of our justice system today, because that's exactly what happens.
Well, I wish there's some way we could get a hold of Kim Kardashian, or some way we could get a hold of President Trump, or somehow, you know, Ron Paul or Rand Paul or Ted Cruz or whoever, Mr. Biggs from Arizona, somebody could help us. But every one of them we've approached, they've simply shut us down. And you got to wonder why.
Every one of those, Sam.
And you got to wonder why, ladies and gentlemen. Why won't they help us get innocent people out of prison? It's nothing for Sam or Richard Mack or Kurt or any of us, or Larry Pratt. Or, okay, why can't we help Steve Stockman? He was one of their own, ladies and gentlemen. If they're really conservative, he was one of the chief among them to stand against the problems we face in America. But yet, now they let Steve Stockman and Sam Girard rot in prison, Philip Zodier and many others, and we can do nothing for them. Our prayers are that we can get something done, folks. We need to pray hard and work hard. That's what we intend to do. We shall never give up. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Join today, CSPOA.org. For Sam Curtin, the good sheriff, God save the Republic.